and welcome to episode 2 of the Leisure Link podcast. My name is Joe.
And my name is Holly, and I'm the second host of the podcast Leisure Link.
So, Holly, what are you looking forward to doing the most now that we've come out of lockdown and everything's opening up? What are you looking forward to doing again?
I think I'm looking forward to go to the cinema because I haven't been to the cinema for a very long time. So I'm looking forward to seeing a movie that is coming out today, actually, in fact. I'm looking forward to seeing a new Peter Rabbit.
Ah, okay, well, that's good. That's really good. I'm actually going to the cinema on Friday, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm going to see Mortal Kombat with my brother, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to going to the cinema again as well. Oddly, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been really busy. I've been gardening yesterday. Haven't been in the garden for a long time, so I decided to do something kind of different yesterday.
Like what?
So, like growing vegetables in a garden.
Ah, brilliant! So brilliant. Well, I've mainly been doing some shopping. I've been going into places like Iceland Co-op and Poundland. Done some food shopping, and I've also been doing some exercising recently, and I'm feeling really good about myself.
Well, I've been doing a lot of exercise. I've been working with people from Slide, and we've got somebody from Slide coming to join us this afternoon, Matthew Lee. Is there anyone else coming to join us this afternoon, Joe?
Yes, that is a very good question, Holly. Matthew Link from Slide is joining us this afternoon. We've also got the Club Soda Band, the Carbonators, joining us this afternoon as well.
This is the Leisure Link podcast.
The Leisure Link podcast!
Hi, Joe here again. Welcome to the interview part of the show. Our very own Holly spoke to Matthew Lee about the dance company Slide and how they have been keeping people connected in the lockdown. Let's have a listen.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Holly, Holly Keane, and I'm here to interview one of my best friends, Matthew Lee from Slide.
Thank you, Holly. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Matthew, and welcome to the Leisure Link podcast. And it's great to have you here to talk about something very important to both of us.
Yes, well, my name is Matthew, and my topic I'm going to talk about is about Slide and what we do when we are together.
So why don't you tell our listeners who Slide are and what they do?
Right, Slide is a company who does this dance company in creating a barefoot horse with people with special needs and different special needs, and what we do is we go a routine with different types of dance, and sometimes we if it's a nice hot day outside in the summer, we go to the park and we dance in Park Hill Park and also Lloyd's Park outside, and that's really lovely because they've got a cafeteria and we have picnic after, and basically we just dance, we have fun, we do different routines of different dance, and all of them are so friendly. They're so kind. So it's just like basically having fun and enjoy yourself.
So how long have you been with Slide?
I've been there since, back, I can't remember what year, but it's when I did dancing at the Brit School in Croydon. So since then, I've been going on and did performance at the Brit School for the students there and for our parents as well. And then after, we go to London, and we also do performance and dance in London not long time ago. Since then, we've been dancing in Croydon, basically like in the parks and Fairfield Halls. So my favourite is to see my friends and to see you, Holly.
Oh.
What about you? What do you enjoy the most about Slide?
I've been with Slide way back in the beginning. When I first heard about it, I was going out for a walk with my parents at the country park. And then we walked across the tram stop in Croydon Arena. And there was two ladies came off the tram and they came to meet us. And it was Gemma and Anita who came to meet us. And they gave us flyers about Slide. And it was really nice. And since then, I've been with Slide for a long time. So why are Slide important to you?
Well, Slide's important to me because I like to help people. I'm type of a person who like to work with other people who I know. Like, I've got friends who also go and they also have fun as well. And it's nice to see them again.
What did Slide cope with the lockdown?
Well, it was a bit difficult because since we have about two lockdowns since last year and now, has been a bit difficult because Slide has been trusting the internet quite a lot through Zoom, but we're still in contact with people and others. But they still do dancing, but they have to do it from home, so they can't come to Croydon, and that's so difficult because it's about 2 meters apart, and you have to wear like a face mask when you come into Croydon, like inside the building. So that's been so difficult. So we have decided to keep it safe and do it from home on Zoom. So that's a bit difficult, but overall, it's been okay.
And it's nice to see all my friends online, because without seeing your friends online, it's really, really hard through the lockdown period. But it's nice to see all my friends, and they always make me cry every time I see them. But it's kind of, you know, inspiring relationship.
Well, Holly, you are amazing and everybody loves you, including me.
So what is next for Slide?
Next, we want to continue doing more dancing in the park in this lovely summer weather outside. And because I know it's a difficult time because of the lockdown and that. So at the moment, we are using technology, like using like the internet to keep in contact with each other and do dancing on Zoom. And that's quite fun because we still see each other on the, like on Zoom and on our phones and stuff. So yeah, it's not too bad and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good. So what is your favourite slide memory in Croydon?
Oh, I've got plenty of them. My favourite memory of slide in Croydon has to be when I went to London with slides, and basically we did performance up there, and we've also did a workshop also in London, and but then we have like people, like parents, have come down to see us sometimes. But the best bit, what I truly love, is the boot school as well, because I also made friends with them there, and I never knew there was a bridge school, but it's quite lovely. I quite enjoy it, so it's awesome.
So I'm part of the slide happiness, so I will let Matthew to explain what that is.
Right, every weekend, every Saturday morning, we have parties, like real fun parties. And we also do parties, like also in holidays. For example, Christmas, Easter, summer parties in June, Guy Fawkes Night or Halloween. So every party on a weekend is themed with on that in the month. So it's really fun. It's very enjoyable. But you have to wake up early to have a boogie on the floor in your bedroom. So it's quite fun. And yeah, so I haven't done it myself, but I hear from other people that they enjoy themselves.
I found it really, really good because I'm part of the Tappians and we set all those parties up and we do playlist of different kinds of music that we play from the disco and it's just been amazing because, you know, because I think this lockdown has been very hard for everyone who attend slide. And it's nice to be part of Croydon community again and also just enjoy yourselves and just, you know, it's ready to party really online. So it's been lovely talking to Matthew today, talking about our experience with slide. So I just want to say thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you. And I want to say a big thank you to Gemma and staff at Slide to be amazing for this hard time since COVID-19. And that is so amazing. And it keeps us moving all the time. They're the best people who I truly am so grateful to do Slide on Zoom. So they keep it running. So I want to say a big thank you to them, and that are so amazing. I wish I can give them a hug.
So how do we get involved with Slide, Matthew?
For more information, email info@slide.org.
Bye!
See you!
But
listen! Link
Podcast.
The Leisure Link Podcast.
And now we come to the bands and music section of the show. In this episode of the Leisure Link Podcast, we are pleased to bring you The Carbonators, a five-piece rocky punk band based in Croydon. Along with talking about the brilliance of 1980s electronic and electric guitars will be treated by their premiere of Monstertronics, a new song from their upcoming 10th anniversary album, A Decade with the Carbonators. Enjoy.
Hello, my name's Adrian Clark. I'm the lead singer of the Carbonators, and I've been the band for nearly 10 years.
I'm James, and I play the acoustic drum kit.
Giles is the bass, Narinda is the keyboard.
I'm Alex, and I play... what do I play? I play guitar, I play bass, I play drums, do a little bit of vocals. And I came into the band in 2014. So that was a little bit after you started. That was 3 years after you started. And yeah, I've been with you ever since.
Well, the Carbonators, it was great. It was really good. Rock and roll, a little bit punky, I think. Make some music, and we are our best hit of punk, you know, a little bit of music. My favourite track is Midlife Crisis, It's a Bitch.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? And that was on our latest release, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the first release, it's the other... Carbonators band cover is called Conversation.
That's our latest album, isn't it?
Yeah. And one's with the Baked Beans in the Cup. That was an old album.
That was the first album, and we just call it The Beans. We have The Beans in the album. So it was my idea to put a bunch of beans in the cup. So things like that. So.
You played saxophone, did you, in the first?
Yes, the saxophone was the first album that I did, yes. I was in Italy, in Rome, and I bought the first instrument, and it was a saxophone. I didn't know how to play it, but at the time I was buying the saxophones that I bought, and that led me to going to the band's call where Damazuki was there. So there's everything about that one. So, you know.
And then what did you play after that?
At the time, I was, I bought a digital guitar, which is a 1987 guitar called the DG20. I didn't know how to play guitar, but I played it really well. So, you know, a lot of people are amazed about my techniques of playing the guitar, things like that. So that's what we did. It's one of those guitars you play. So it's a bit, it's not strings, but it's plastic. It's really quick, but it's really old. So. So this is what I play with this, you know. I also want to have a guitar like that. It took a lot of ages to wait, but, you know. It's been modified, it's been broken so many times. And it got some damage from there. It's got cosmic damage. And also I had one of those Fender, jacks onto it because it kept on breaking all the time because it's Japanese, you know, so you can throw them away, but I don't want to. So
just a little side story. I heard that Japanese instruments from the 1980s are very, very good. I've got a Fender from the 1980s, and apparently they're very good. And yes. Also Yamaha guitar from the 1980s. So I wouldn't throw it away. They're people are realizing now that they how good they were. They're quite
Yes, yes. It's a MIDI. This guitar is a MIDI. MIDI. You look at it on the computer and then just play any instruments on that one. So.
you put the digital guitar through lots of effects, don't you? So it sounds, it has like a really big sound.
Yes, it sounds like an electric guitar. Yes.
I call you the Jimi Hendrix of the
digital 21st century. Yeah, I am.
James, what do you feel about the recordings that we've been doing recently? You remember we used Reaper and I was on Zoom and we recorded together.
Oh yeah, yes we did, yeah. I think we've done really well because we recorded some other stuff of the music about the carbonators.
James, you've got one of those microphones, haven't you? That
helps... Yeah, I have, yeah. I've got a microphone at my house, but it's really working for the Club Soda.
That's how we've been recording, isn't it, James?
Yeah.
The Club Soda got you a microphone, and then you recorded in your home, haven't you? Oh, look at this.
I've got a drum, and it sounds really good.
I think one of the songs, Monstertronics, was played with the first guitar. No, I mean my Digico 20, and I had problems with the feedback, and the feedback was in a good way, but I had no other choice to record it on a interface. So we had to have it connected to an adapter, to another adapter, you know, it says, it, and also the mains, and the guitar amp, so there was feedback. So
I mean, when I put your recording into the track, I used that feedback. I used what was maybe a mistake, but it sounded great. I think that's one thing that the carbonators do is use the mistakes. We things that aren't necessarily how we intended them to be, but they sound great. Well, if I do say so. What do you think, Adrian? Do you think it turned out well?
Yes, it did turn out well. Yes. But the only one with frustration, I can't hear it from my headphones, so I don't have an adapter or anything else to hear. So I had to just mouth my words, "We are Monstertronics. We are Wanted Sound." So I had to just say, I have to watch the monitorings of the, what do you call it? The vibrations? What do you call it?
The wave.
Waves, yes. You're watching the waves. So I was watching the waves and timing so that it would be done and it's perfect.
That is amazing that you did it by sight and it's completely in time. And so let me get this right, Aidan.
Yes.
You couldn't hear the track. You just looked at the waves and sang to the waves.
Yeah, okay.
That's amazing. I didn't know that you did that.
When you go to Google, you had to type in Bandcamp.
And then also we are on SoundCloud and other like Deezer and
we're also on Spotify. An exclusive, because this track hasn't been released yet or played anywhere in public. A recording, and it's part of our 10th anniversary album, A Decade with the Carbonators.
I'm James Heath, and I'm going to lead you to the Monstertronics on the Carbonators.
We are monster tronics.
That has been the Carbonators. And that brings us to the end of this episode. It's been good, hasn't it, Holly?
Yeah, it's been really good, Joe. Really, really good.
I want to give a special thank you to Matthew from Slide and to the Carbonators for joining us in this episode. And if you would like any more information on our podcasts or any Club Soda related projects, please visit www.clubsoda.org.uk. I've been Joe.
And I'm Polly. So thank you for tuning for the podcast.
And see you next time.
Bye. Bye.